Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Eddie Haskell is dead. Actor Ken Osman, who my wife thought was in the Osmonds.
Well, he was, just well, not the singing group.
Exactly.
That was his family surname.
She just said, was he one of the Osmonds when she heard the name? I said, no, he's Eddie Haskell. On a 50s TV show called Leave It to Beaver. Of course, there was a movie made later on in life, years after that. But we didn't watch it first run, but we all saw a lot of reruns, at least to me, Todd and Craig did.
We were aware of it.
Yep.
Eddie
and
Haskell.
Eddie was the friend. It was a weasel, but always nice to your parents, that kind of guy. Patron saint of douchebags everywhere. Apparently, I saw that. It wasn't Titus. It was one of my other comedian friends said, the patron saint of douchebags everywhere. He went on to become a cop in L.A. for years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got shot?
Yeah, yeah.
Becky probably didn't see Leave It to Beaver because she had many other choices.
Well, she also, yeah, that's true, too.
Cable TV had kind of expanded.
By then, yeah. Plus, she wasn't born. That helps. Now, we weren't born during Leave It to Beaver either, for that matter, but still. So, Craig, who had only a solo hit, a rare solo hit.
Solo hit for Ken Osmond. Baby Shark, did it do?
Oh, really?
Yeah, or maybe just Baby Shark. I don't know.
Is there a do in there?
No.
Baby Shark? Oh, you're doing the song. I got it.
Yeah. 57 to 63 was the run of Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, yeah.
Says here that Ken Osmond died at the age of 977.
People were saying that, yeah. That's a lot of points.
Len Dog was drinking.
No, it's not a lot of points.
Oh, no, it's not. It's way over. It maxes out 100, right?
Yeah.
Or I'd say 80.
Yeah, you don't get any bonus points.
You don't get any bonus points.
Over 100. Especially if
actually you get less.
900.
Right?
Yeah, and, you know, you don't get a hit if you pick a kid. So, you know, let's say they have to be 20.
Got it.
On Sugar Mountain.
All right.
Sorry.
That's okay. Man. That's a more current reference than Leave It to Beaver.
Sorry.
Great song. Sugar Mountain, Neil Young.
Terribly sorry.
You're about to be 20. Listen to Sugar Mountain, you'll cry, man. Serious, you'll cry.
Oh,
if you're over 20, listen to it, and you'll still cry because you remember when
anybody
you were
20. Listen to the latest Neil Young effort? He has a new album.
No, I haven't. No.
I have not.
No.
And I should because I love Neil.
Yeah, I do too.
So did you see the latest Ron Jeremy news? He's been making mainstream news.
Okay. Yeah, he's still.
Did you see this?
What'd he do?
He's pleading with the city of New York to save the tree that his dad planted in front of his former boyhood home in Bayside, Queens. 70-year-old Ron Jeremy says his dad planted the Norway maple the day he was born.
Well, I would think it should be the Ron Jeremy Memorial Tree. Is it really big?
It's old. It's a danger to people walking by. They got to take it down.
So's Ron.
It's 70. It's a 70-year-old tree.
That's an old tree, man.
They got to take it down.
Oh, but still, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little
too. So it's probably rotted out a little bit.
It's too
like
girthy.
Ron, everything about Ron It's long, not as hard as it used to be. The tree, I mean.
So Ron has been tweeting out, help Ron Jeremy save his wood.
That'll work.
Ron says he would like at least a limb from the tree so he can try growing it in front of his current home in Hollywood.
I don't know that that's how it works.
I don't either. But I would think you'd take a piece of that and I would just make something out of it. You know?
Yeah, that's probably more likely.
Yeah, exactly.
Why can't they give him a little stump? Make a nice table.
He's got bigger.
But he said he wants to just take a branch and stick it in the ground and grow a new tree.
That's not how it works.
I don't think that's how it works.
No. I don't know how you. We're not
I'm no tree guy.
I'm not.
I don't know how you take. There's some way to probably get something from that tree and grow a new one. But
is there some way you could graft like a branch onto another tree?
We are just totally out of our.
We are not arborists.
Not at all.
There are arborists yelling at the radio right now.
Yeah, they are. So let's just stop. Give us a call. I'll give Puss a call. That's on that industry.
Send Todd an email.
Right. Stop yelling at the radio and give us a call and set
okay.
us straight.
Or just tell your friend and we don't care.
We're just trying to help Ron Jeremy save his tree.
You can Google
save
that.
Save his wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the story, though. Oh, Ron, we got a mutual friend. Dennis Hoff and him were buds. We were buds. Yeah. He's probably lost without Dennis a little bit. They were partiers.
They were.
They hung out.
Is he still a partier?
Don't know, man. Don't know. Remember what Dennis have on his website there? Ron Jeremy sleeping. He'd fall asleep,
yeah.
He'd fall asleep everywhere.
Everywhere.
Which you can't blame him for.
I miss Dennis.
The Water and Sewage Department in Detroit and with Michigan State University have been working on research that may predict virus outbreaks. The project began in November of 2017. And focused on viruses that may be detected at that time. Now researchers believe they may be able to trace the COVID-19 outbreak. So far, they've discovered that viruses
Chinese
can be found
thugs, man.
In untreated sewage. And when that information is paired with healthcare information, officials believe they can trace virus outbreaks.
Unshaven SAS will tell you it's Chinese thugs. By the way, the SAS spokesman said high schoolers need to know the truth about China. So he doubled down on that horrible speech.
God, these people just don't get it, do they?
Nope. In fact, I saw a friend of ours, a Republican in this town, who I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to give his name up, but he was saying, don't vote for this guy. But he's also one of those guys that won't vote for anybody against him either. But
the social media.
But he won't, won't vote for him, right?
I hear he was drunk when he taped.
I've heard that too. I watched.
No, I said that.
Yeah, Craig said
that. And I got that from nowhere.
But no, that went around.
Oh, did it?
After you. Now they might have heard you say it because
I hope
people
not.
Are listening.
You may have started that rumor,
but they didn't credit you with that. But I saw it too. He looked like he was unshaven and kind of buzzed.
I hadn't even seen it at that point. Yeah. I just heard unshaven.
But it's national embarrassment for that douchebag.
It should be
right. Nebraska deserves better.
Well, except for those who have to
do
step
they?
Up and they feel
well,
the
no,
need
not if they keep voting R no matter what.
Yeah.
We got Ricketts. We deserve better than
so
him.
So they feel the need to defend him.
Well, I didn't see anybody defend him.
Oh, I have.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
It was a horrible speech. I did see people that lean a little right and saying, this is not a speech you tell high schoolers. You don't use your political stance and just piss all over the Chinese for no reason. Well, I get it. That's where you think the virus started.
Oh, you're saying there's no reason.
Well, I'm not saying, that's not the point. The point is it's supposed to be graduation. He basically told kids don't worry about college either. He was just horrible. Besides the China stuff, there was a lot of other stuff. It was just stupid. Hammering Jeremy. We all made fun of Jeremy. What a douchebag he was.
Right. Don't be a psychotherapist
right.
or whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah. Don't go to college for that. You won't remember anything.
He said to a kid, one of the kids was sitting next to his psychotherapist mom when the guy said that.
Really?
Yeah, she said, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. Well.
But it was great the kids got to hear something unconventional.
That's it.
It wasn't a cliche-ridden commencement speech.
Yeah. I love how you said
kids
had to hear the truth, although he backs a president who lies every day. Ben, you listening to that, Ben? Are you in town? Are you in D.C.?
Well, there's so much of that crap. I guess, sure, it'd be nice to hear the truth every now and then.
Oh, I got it. If you couch it that way, hey, you're hearing so much crap from my boy.
Right.
I'm going
nice
to tell you the truth.
The truth
right,
every
yeah,
now
yeah,
and
that's
then.
Right, yeah.
Maybe that's it. Who knows? All right, now get this. In Israel, they've got a new unity government. And this doesn't matter to us a whole lot, but I was somewhat intrigued by this. And so Netanyahu is going to remain Israel's prime minister for 18 months.
Right.
And then they got this other guy, Benny Gantz, that's going to be prime minister for the next 18 months. They've already got that figured out.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, they couldn't come up with a government, so they had to, you know, make a truce with somebody.
I got it.
And so they said, look, I'll do it for a year and a half, you do it for a year and a half, and we'll start over.
That sounds fine to me. Starting over sounds really fine.
Then we'll do it again.
Yeah.
Was there an election?
Oh, yeah, three or four. And they couldn't get a clear majority. So these two had to come together and figure something out. So they said, look, I'm already there. I'll continue for a year and a half. Then you do it, and then we'll start to figure other stuff.
And the rule is you have to get 51% of the vote?
They have to form a coalition government, have enough of the parties come together to make a majority, and they couldn't really do that.
Benny Gantz sounds like a comedian, like an old-school comedian. And Benny Gantz is taking over.
That or the one of the Nick Nolte bad guys in the Eddie Murphy, there was a Gantz.
In 48 hours?
Maybe, yeah. I remember hearing Nick Nolte go, Gantz, 100 times.
It must have been 48 hours.
Yeah, that's the only Eddie Murphy, Nick Nolte collaboration.
I saw the first hour of that movie.
I can come up with
it. About 2 months ago, I watched the first hour of that movie.
Wow.
It was great. It was also really, there's some dialogue in that. It couldn't be.
Couldn't say it now?
You couldn't say that. I think he calls Eddie Murphy something when he comes to get him in jail.
There's some
that's slightly racist. I can't remember exactly what it was. I remember the time going, whoa.
Racial slur or?
Racial, yes. Not the N-bomb, but he calls him, you know, some other.
There's some other things.
Yeah. Because he's pissed. You know, he's just basically treating him like
a. Or a homosexual slur.
No, it wasn't gay. No, it was a racial one.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The new graduate hotels in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, are going to feature a complete replica of Michael Jordan's dorm room.
That's the most beautiful campus I've ever seen in my life.
What about the dorm rooms?
Never saw. I was in my buddy's apartment, and that was an asshole. But all apartments. But yeah, he's a college student. Most college apartments are assholes. But
Michael Jordan's dorm room.
I've been on a lot of campuses. I can't tell you better. More beautiful campus.
Exact replica. An exact replica, yeah.
So the one that he's in, that dorm probably has been ripped down because he was there in 82, 84, something.
83.
Like that. Yeah.
The room was featured in a 1983 edition of Sports Illustrated. Okay. So they got a hold of that.
Right.
And they just made an exact replica on this new hotel, and you can go stay there.
Yeah.
He went in the 84 draft, so he would have been at North Carolina. I think he left his junior year.
Right.
After his junior year.
Yeah, he was there. My buddy was there.
82, 83, and 84.
They say from the ceiling to the brick wall to the record player, the records, the posters, the pennants. All this.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay, so the posters include a massive CBS Sports poster.
It's not the actual room, right? It's not the actual room, is it?
No, it's a hotel.
Okay, got it. All right. Sorry.
Massive CBS Sports poster, posters of Marcus Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and James Worthy.
Not Farrah Fawcett?
Yeah, no.
James Worthy?
Yeah, who was the it girl that you would have had a poster of?
In the early 80s?
Early 80s.
Worthy must have been only in the league for about a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was
He played with Worthy. Yeah, that's probably... Probably got a Laker poster from
this
Worthy.
This must have been his junior year that took this picture.
Right.
So you can do that in Chapel Hill if you wish.
Can I get a hotel room that's a replica of his house now?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
That'd be better.
Yes, you can.
That might be a little more expensive.
That'd be better.
You can do that.
Yeah, rent. I'm sure he puts
rent a mansion.
I'm sure it's Airbnb. Yeah. I'm sure he does that. Makes some extra cash.
Yeah, think nothing of it.
Right.
Well, I was told they rented out houses for the Last Dance. That's not his house.
No, it's not. Yeah.
We're having conversations.
There's two or three different places he's sitting in that.
Yeah, there's like three locations they interviewed him, and none of them were his house.
Did you read any explanation of why Michael Jordan's eyes are either red or yellow?
Because he's 56?
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I heard that there were
several things
that it could be, including drinking too much.
Yeah.
That's what I think. He looks like just a dude that busted his ass his whole life and just enjoying life.
He's sitting there with a glass of scotch in one of those locations.
And a cigar.
But there's any number of other health issues that I saw an article on this, and you know how much I'm good with doctoring.
I think it's I like when he's
talking. So you're saying that's what I get to look forward to?
No. I'm saying it could be any number of things.
My eyes are going to turn yellow?
No, I'm saying for Michael, they said it could be any number of things.
I just like the fact, he's just enjoying life, looks like. And when those interviews, I think he looks normal, like a regular dude, just saying, I was the best, and I'm drinking scotch, and still in pretty good shape, it looks like. Has a little bit of a role.
He's been out of the league
for years.
A little over 15, 17 years. He looks still pretty good.
He's 56, isn't he?
57, they said yesterday.
57, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, 57. So, I mean, that's pretty damn good.
Right. Black don't crack.
I watched the second episode yesterday, and I couldn't help but wondering.
It's really good.
What's the name of Scottie Pippen's brother? His not famous brother.
Scott Pippen.
He ruins the pattern there.
Yeah.
And they did introduce him when he got drafted as Scott Pippen. So I don't know when he became Scottie. That was what? Arkansas?
Yeah, the introduction just said it wrong, you know? They didn't probably know he was. Yeah.
Well, they're just reading a card.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. I mean, especially back then.
Right. And his name is Scott.
I've been watching some, you'll see some football. I was watching the football ones where they show the early draft in the 70s, and it's Pete Rozelle. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. If you watch a Football Life, too, they'll show the guy originally getting drafted. So I saw Pete Rozelle. This is 1969. He's announcing Mean Joe Green as the first pick of the Steelers, like the fifth overall pick. And he's walking up. He's got a cigarette in his hand, and he reaches back, takes a big puff, grabs a card, and he blows smoke right by the mic, and he goes, Steelers pick Joe Green. There are cameras everywhere, but it's like, he's smoking a cigarette. Well, it's 1969.
Yeah.
Everybody had a cigarette in their hand.
Have you seen the promos for these new 30 for 30s they're coming out with?
Yeah, with Lance.
With Lance. And there's one about McGuire and Sosa.
Yes.
I was watching this yesterday, and if you look at these promos, there's a shot of Sammy Sosa in there sitting down doing an interview.
When he was black?
No, from now.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
From now. And it looks like they intentionally didn't light him in the normal way that they would because it would have just washed his face out.
Well, I saw there was an interview with him within the past 5 years as the white guy. And it's freaky looking.
But it almost looks like they interviewed him while he was sitting like in the shadows, like they intentionally turned the lights down in the room to make him not look so stark white.
Yeah, he's crazy.
It's weird.
Luke on the Facebook thinks he had a Kelly LeBrock poster of Weird Science.
Okay.
No, that Weird Science a little later than 84. I think Weird Science might be 86 or 87.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
Oh, and there was Another 48 Hours, the sequel.
Yeah, there was. There was.
That would have been the second.
85.
85.
85, well, Weird Science. Yeah.
No, I think they look like alcohol eyes. But like you said, there's other conditions that make your eyes look a little red. With us, it was always alcohol.
But apparently he was not a partier in college.
No,
he said that.
No.
Oh, no, but that's college. But he drank all through his playing days. He's got a cigar. All these locker room, they'll show him with a cigar every time in the locker room.
Yeah. His early days with the Bulls, they said he was not a drinker.
He didn't
party.
No.
But he came around to it.
But now he seems to like his scotch.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of shots of him post-game, you know, cracking open a beer.
Cracking open a beer, right.
Yeah.
And a cigar.
Yes. Always the cigars.
Always got that going.
I'm sure they're, you know, low cost, you know, budget cigars,
cheap
too.
Ones, Swishers.
The sad news, the oldest woman in Maryland has passed away. Downing Jet K was 112.
Nobody names your kid Downing anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Nor, right. She attributed her
long... 112?
Yeah.
What'd she say? Cigarettes every day?
No, but I thought that you might be amused by
rubbing
this.
Rubbing the man in the boat
she
every day.
She attributed her longevity to drinking the juice of a half lemon each morning with some hot water.
All right.
That's but she stopped boring. Doing that in 07.
Oh, so what's caused her to hang on for the past
saying
13
that
years?
She had lived to be 100 and thought that was long enough.
So she
and then she stuck around for 12 more years.
Yeah.
Born when? 08?
Whatever. She was 112 the other day.
1908.
So she would have been 10.
The pandemic.
When the pandemic came along.
Did the COVID kill her?
No, she had been sick for months.
Oh, she probably didn't.
They said.
Okay.
Months long illness.
Even she was tired of her circling the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess we keep reading
that. She thought 100 was long enough.
Of all the hardships you would have gone through if you were born in the year 1900.
Yeah. You go back.
Right.
Yeah,
World War One, pandemic, right. World War Two. Oh, Great Depression in between.
Depression, Pearl Harbor, World War Two. We mentioned World War Two, Vietnam, everything, you know.
One.
Nixon.
Right after another.
There's a ton of them. There was a ton of them.
AIDS. Like,
AIDS, right? Yeah.
Sure, in your 80s, you were really worried about AIDS.
She might have been. Yeah, she probably wasn't. Yeah. All right. 112. All right. Makes you think.
No.
All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.